Joining me here on the phone is Julie Fulkerson. Hey, Julie Fulkerson.
Hi, Mike Junkers.
It's nice to have you back. You're in Eureka right now setting this art auction up, right?
Right now, I can see the sign. I'm in 5th and F Street in Eureka, right next to the school gallery in the Gross Building, across from Black Lightning Motorcycle Cafe, with a swirl of traffic outside and incredible art inside this space.
So this...
Everything... is covered.
It's next to Sewell. People know where to find you, across from the Domino's. This is where you have asked people to take art off their wall and provide it for this auction.
Yes, and they did.
You've done this before. It was hugely successful. I walked into that, and then I walked right out because I don't like being like shoulder to shoulder. Like, it was packed.
Come on, Mike. Don't discourage people. Shoulder to shoulder is fine for a few minutes.
Look, I have personal space issues. Like, my boundaries are different than other people. Julie, I ask that you respect that.
Yes. Well, I know that you're in a booth all by yourself most of the time, so that's wonderful. That's a perfect place for you. You have a big audience.
Yeah, I have a big wingspan. I'm 6'4". But So this thing is happening, and the early viewing gets going tomorrow. Is it tomorrow or Friday at 10?
Friday, all day Friday and Saturday, people can come in and see everything. It will be hanging on the walls and displayed by the end of tomorrow.
So people can cruise in there and they can set their sights on something that they like. And again, this is real art that other people have already loved and then removed from their own homes and walls. So go in there, check it out. And then how does the bidding work and when does that start?
Well, the bidding, actually, people could write their bids down anytime on Friday and Saturday. It's a silent auction. There'll be a sign posted by each object, so you can just write down your bid. And then the next person who comes by and likes it can raise the bid right up until 8:45 on Saturday night during Arts Live. So at 8:45, people who want this art need to be here when the bell rings so that they can then use a credit card, write a check, pay cash, and take their art out the door. And we've done this twice now for other organizations, and it's very successful. It's a lot of fun. It's just it's a laugh, actually. And it's a little stressful because it is crowded and busy, but it's great art here. And the price is starting at $5.
And this goes to support Humboldt Botanical Gardens. What is this, the Garden of Sarah O'Hara Gooseby? What is that about?
Well, Sarah O'Hara Gooseby was a dear friend of many people in this community, including me, and she was a wonderful teacher and role model and parent, and she died at a far too young of an age, and a lot of people remember her, and she, one of the loves of her life, among many things, were flowers. Everywhere she went, she took a canning jar full of flowers, so we decided that there should be a garden in Sarah's honor, so it's a flower garden. It will be at the Botanical Garden, and there's already the plot of land is all set up and some things are growing, and this fund will finish off the garden with a wonderful arbor and pathways and more flowers. It's going to be a great place for everybody to go.
Yeah, so what kind of money are you hoping to raise?
Well, you know, when we did this for hospice 2 years ago, we raised about $16,000, and the year before we did it for the Arcata High Madrigal Choir. Remember, they got trapped because of that volcano, and they had extra expenses, and we raised about $6,000. So I'm hoping somewhere between there, you know, more the better. We need to raise about $25,000 altogether, but we're hoping through donations and through the art auction we will reach that goal.
And for the skeptical listener who's thinking, well, why would I want somebody else's secondhand art? What do you have to say to that?
Well, a lot of people have secondhand Picassos, you know. I mean, it does happen. There are things that have been passed on. And I want to just mention a few names like Jim McVicker and George Van Hook. George, who went to Humboldt, is now on the East Coast. Both Jim and George, their paintings sell in the tens of thousands of dollars. And these paintings are going to start at a very low price. So it's a chance for people who missed out on those artists earlier in their lives to jump in now. And then I'm swirling around here looking. The walls are, every square inch of this place is full. So as I say, there is something for everybody. And lots of jewelry, tons of jewelry, and some other interesting art objects, pottery, porcelain, a couple of pieces of furniture, leather bags, you name it. It's here in this room.
So let's check off the things that we support. We support keeping dollars local. Check.
Yes.
We support the local art community. Check. We support the botanical gardens. Put a check mark next to botanical gardens. Okay, so this looks like a win all the way around. And again, it benefits Sarah's Garden at the Humboldt Botanical Gardens. And it'll be the Arts Alive feature event. One more time, it's next to the Sewell Gallery. So you have to walk sort of east from Old Town until you get to 101, and then you will see it there. It's across from Black Lightning Motorcycle Cafe, as you said.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Is there an online preview?
There's a Facebook link called Silent Auction. You can check that out.
Silent Auction.
There's lots of images. Lots of images are posted there.
Are you going to buy anything?
I am sure I will, because I donated several things. So I'm at a place in my life where I am ready to give some things up. See, this is what happens when you've been going to these events for years and years and years. You do end up with quite a bit of art, and that's where a lot of this comes from. So I am giving art, my household is, and along with, at least over 100 other people have donated. It's remarkable.
That is fantastic.
I wish you could see it. You just have to imagine the diversity and the color, and all the possibilities are right here in the room. Great for office space.
Oh, yeah.
Or your home, either one. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's all for a good cause. It's all about, it supports all the things that we just checked off in those imaginary check boxes. Julie Fulkerson, thank you so much. And again, the event, people can get a preview on Friday from 10 to 6. And then the thing itself goes from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. on Saturday, which, of course, is Arts Alive. It's going to be stuffed in there.
Yes.
All right.
And and I should say Square Peg is playing.
Oh, cool.
We're going to have great music. Yeah, Square Peg. And wine.
All right. Square Peg and wine and local and art and botanics. All right. Julie, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Mike, you're terrific. Thank you. Talk to you later.
All right. Good luck out there.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
Bye.